It's okay. I can cut out whatever we want after. So, do you want to tell me your name? What's your full name?
Anne Beatrice Tobin.
And what's your nation?
Cree.
Métis. Nakoda.
Nakoda.
Soto. French. And Irish. Yeah. Like Mimsy is Irish.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And, so I'm interviewing you for this podcast because you're my daughter and because you'll carry on the teachings that I'm hopefully will be able to pass on to you in a good way. So you've been in a lot of like my creative projects, like in a couple of my movies and in my drawings and paintings and stuff like that. Do you feel like you're part of Mummy's process and you're receiving some teachings? For example, what are the four sacred medicines?
Sage, sweet grass.
Can you say that again?
Sweet grass.
Cedar?
Cedar.
And what's the one that we put down to call our ancestors, or if we need to make special prayers, or when we cut the tree of the cedar, when we take some of the branches, what do we put at the bottom of the tree? Is it tobacco?
Tobacco.
Do you remember the Cree words for those? The Nehiyawewin words?
Number one, it's Pascua Leguascua.
Yeah. And do you remember tobacco?
Istama.
And how about cedar? Do you remember that one?
Cedar.
Miquasset. And Wiguasqua? What's that?
Wiguasqua is sweet grass?
Yeah. It's a lot of learning, huh? And I think you just got something new recently, and we put it together.
Mm-hmm.
We got your drum?
Yeah.
And Mommy got her drum recently, too?
Yeah. And they hunt hide for the drum.
Yeah, it's a deer hide. But they use all parts of the deer. And they give thanks to the deer when they take the hide, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to feast our drums together. Yeah. And then we'll be able to use them when the community needs us to drum and when we want to drum for ourselves or medicine, right?
Yeah.
So do you remember us talking about, like, the pipeline and things like that? Like, yes. The last movie that Mummy made was about how we don't want the pipelines, right?
Right.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, basically, the government is trying to take out the trees and plants and flowers and big trees to put the pipelines under. And they also want to put the pipeline where indigenous people live, but they don't let them pass because if they put the pipelines under, and they have their water is going to turn all black, and they couldn't survive like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they created a wall for them to they're not able to break in.
Yeah.
And the police officers are trying to break in, but the walls are too hard. Like, they're too strong for them, and they're trying, but they almost can't. And the government is still trying to get in there,
mm-hmm.
but they don't let them. And, yeah, so that's why they don't want to let them in there. And they can't survive like that, just like food and stuff. They have to have water. They'll die.
Well, we have to have water too, right?
Right.
And so those people that are on the front lines at that wall, they're protecting our water.
Yeah, everybody's water.
Everybody's water.
Because it's kind of starting over there. The water's starting. And they're putting the pipelines for almost no reason. just to make money. Money, if you don't have money, you can put, like, a lot of stuff if you just, like, take, like, some junk of, like garbage, you can do something crazy and, like, build something or, like, a camp.
You mean, like, recycle or reuse things? Yeah.
You don't have to have money.
Yeah, like, we could live off the land.
It's not like water. Like, water you have to have. If you don't have it, you'll die.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think the pipelines are worth it?
No. And even it ruins all our water. Yeah. So we couldn't have it. Even the government can have their water. We can't.
Remember our conversations about our ancestors? You know for sure one of your ancestors that's...
Lillian.
Yeah, who's Lillian?
She's my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
And she's the mommy of my grandpa. Grandpa Jack.
And sometimes we call to Lillian to help us, right?
Sometimes when I cry, I need help, so I call her.
Yeah. That's good, because you know she's there, right? She's always there to help us.
But I don't see her. Like, practically, she can't really help us, because, like, we don't really see her, so, and she doesn't really talk to us.
Well, they have... No, that's...
She can talk to us.
Are you making air quotes? Uh-huh. Yeah, but she can help us. She can protect us. She can talk to us in our dreams.
I know, but I don't really see her in my
dreams. You don't see her in your dreams? Maybe you do and you just forget.
Not really.
No. And how do we call to her? What do we use in order to call to her?
We just say, Lillian.
Yeah. Lillian. But what do we do in the mornings to thank our ancestors and to...
We take some candles and we take some sage.
Mm-hmm.
And we just call for her and we put... And then we have the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it around our face, around our eyes, our necks.
Yeah. Does that clean us? It helps us to be clean and to have a clear mind?
Yes, and have a clear mind and see well and be strong.
Yeah.
And smell well.
Yeah.
And scrunch well.
Scrunch well? Yeah. Scrunching is important.
If we don't scrunch, we can't eat.
True. So...
If we don't have teeth, we can't eat.
That's true.
We can't talk.
Yeah.
Like Grandpa Jack. Well, he does have teeth, but he can't think.
But they come out.
Yeah. Kind of disgusting.
Is there anything else you want to say about, like, the land or how much you like to be on the land? And
no.
Do you want to use your drum for the first time? You can use my stick. And I'll sing while you drum, okay?
Okay.
Oh, it sounds good. So that's your new drum that we just made yesterday. Okay, ready?
One, two.
Okay, give yourself a bit of room. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to try singing too?
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what
to Just that. That's all we're singing, just that. Why don't you try with me? We'll sing together. Okay? Ready? Okay.
Okay.
Recommence. Hey, ya. Hey, ya. Hey, ya. Hey. Hey, ya. Hey, ya. Great.
I like when the drum.
You like it.
Tiny.
Yeah. Well, when the community needs drummers, we're going to be going out there. You got your drum now.
But I know how to do drums. We're just going to be like
gonna learn. No, other more experienced drummers will be there and we'll follow what they tell us to do, okay? I'm proud of you. I love you. Are you going to tell me you love me? Hi for being part of the podcast.
Hi.
Yeah.
To
Hi, too.
Me to do the podcast.
You're so cute. You're my true love.
You're my true love.
Yeah. Do you want to get married?
Yeah.
You're the best.